The chair of Temple University's physics department has been indicted for selling sensitive technologies to the Chinese government. WHYY's Todd Bookman reports that the defendant faces up to 80 years in prison.
47-year-old Chaoxing Shi is a world-renowned expert in superconductor technology. But it was a breakthrough made by other researchers at a private company that he allegedly copied and sold to entities in China. According to court documents, Shi, a naturalized U.S. citizen, spent a year working at the unnamed American company, during which time colleagues made a breakthrough in the field. A few years later, Shi used Defense Department grant money to license the superconductor device, but under the condition that he could only test it. The U.S. Attorney's Office, however, says emails show Shi repeatedly shared the technology in an attempt to secure lucrative positions in his home country. Shi did not respond to requests for comment. He was released on a $100,000 bond and is due back in court next month. Peter Torn says there have been a wave of high-profile Chinese spying cases in recent years. Torn is a former federal prosecutor, now in private practice. He says the Obama administration is devoting more resources to these types of cases.
The greatest driving force for the U.S. economy is our technology, is our innovation, is our creativity, and they want to do everything to protect it.
Torn says stealing trade secrets is simply cheaper and faster than developing them in your own laboratories, but he adds China isn't the only player to attempt this type of economic espionage.
You know, the United States has, in the past, has engaged in this kind of activity, so it's hard to have a holier-than-thou attitude toward it. It doesn't make it okay, but I think it should be placed in that context as well.
Temple University says it's naming a new physics department chair, but that she remains on faculty at this time. For WHYY News, I'm Todd Bookman.